Morning, this is Dr. Chenier dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on ANANN Presley. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 2/13/25, Mrs. Presley performed a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the initial bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 11/13/24. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Judith Palmer. This goes to John Blake, comma, PA. On 2/13/25, Mrs. Palmer performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was no airways obstruction or bronchial activity noted, period, compared to a prior study dated 11/7/24. There's been normalization of the patient's forced vital capacity, otherwise no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James E. King. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 2/13/25, Mr. King performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. Period, the air velocity index was greater than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was greater than 0.8. Period. There was no significant airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 11/15/24. There's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, severe restriction without airways obstruction, showing no significant change. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Fred Calder, C-A-U-L-D-E-R. This goes to Debbie Varnum, comma, FNP. On 2/13/25, Mr. Calder performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with an insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/6/24, there's been slight improvement. Period, no paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Edward Bohm, B-O-H-M. This goes to Dr. Price. On 2/13/25, Mr. Bohm performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period, compared to a prior study dated 11/5/24, there's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph impression. Very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Period. Thank you.